Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Reed Hillen, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few slow, deep breaths together. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We're learning the words to Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9. These words were given to God's people, the Israelites, before they entered the Promised Land. Maybe these words are becoming familiar to you now. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Today I'll be reading from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. This is from the New Living Translation. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing Jesus. Jesus asked them, "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" They stopped. Sadness was written across their face. Then one of them, named Cleopas, replied, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that have happened in the last few days." "Well, what things?" Jesus asked. "The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth," they said. "He was a prophet who did powerful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all the people. But our leading priests and our religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped he was the Messiah, that he had come to rescue Israel. This all happened 3 days ago. Then some women from our group of his followers were at his tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing, and they had seen angels who told them Jesus is alive, and some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, the body's gone, just as the women had said." Then Jesus said to them, "Oh, you foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in Scripture. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering into glory?" Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining all the Scriptures, the things concerning himself. By the time they were nearing Emmaus at the end of the journey, Jesus acted as if he was going to continue walking on. But they begged him, "Stay the night with us, since it's getting late." So he went home to their house. As they sat down to eat, Jesus took the bread. He blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to them. Suddenly their eyes were opened, and they finally recognized him. And at that moment, he disappeared. They said to each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the Scriptures to us?" And within the hour, they were on their way back to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 disciples and others who had gathered with them, who said, "The Lord has really risen. He appeared to Peter." Then the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road, and how they recognized him as he was breaking the bread. The word of the Lord. I wonder about this breaking of the bread, this communion moment, right? Where it's essentially a table fellowship story where Jesus takes the bread, he blesses it, and he breaks it. And it's not until he has done this that his followers recognize him. I wonder what that might mean. What did you hear that you're wondering about? As we finish our time together, say these words a blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short. We have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.